contact.
So we're here in Lakeland. What do you think of the Republican candidates as you've seen of them so far?
Well, it's not what they've seen or what they've done, it's what they're going to do, and right now they ain't going to do anything. I mean, you got to cut back military spending, you know. Right now we're spending oblivious, and what more technology do you need right now? I mean, we got bombs and rockets that can go through a window that's 2x2. So what do we need that for right now? I mean, right now we're all going nuts over Iran. I mean, for what? Oil? We got more oil here than the rest of the, you know, the world. So, you know, leave Iran alone, cut back, get troops out from overseas. Why do they need to be there? They don't need to be there.
I mean, Ron Paul is someone who mentions policies like that. He's in favor of cutting military spending and foreign intervention.
Yeah, you know why? It's because, like my father said here, one is going to say pull them out, the other's going to say leave them there. So, you know, I've given up on the government as far as getting things done because, frankly, the last time the economy has been this bad was August 1945. It took 18 years to get back to the economy when it was normal, and World War II just ended, and I guess what? We've already quadrupled spent that amount of money in no time. What, 2 years?
Have you felt the effects of the economy struggle?
Oh, yeah. You go buy a gallon of milk 10 years ago, you know, it was a couple of dollars. Now it's like, you know, you got to work almost a full hour just to afford milk.
It's more than a gallon of gas.
What about of the four candidates that we've got then, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, Ron Paul? I mean, do any of them stand out as appealing to you more than the others?
Sure, whichever one gives me a better job and health care.
Which one do you think seems more equipped to do that?
Yeah, none of them. you know how dice works? You know, dice, roll the dice. He's going to be good or he's not. So far, this one ain't working out, so we need a new one.
Well, what about the current incumbent, Barack Obama? Do you think he stands a better chance of, you know, improving standards for you than the Republican field?
No, I think the problem with Obama is that when he's taken over the country, it was going downhill. Now it's everybody's blaming him for stuff that started 5, 6, 10 years ago. I mean, it started going downhill, so they're going to blame him, but as far as the candidates know, ain't nobody going to make a difference. I mean, it's going to take 15, 20 years, so there'll be 4 or 5 more presidents before things will pick up.
But do you think any of them are better equipped than the other to kind of set that change in motion over the next few years?
No. They have to go into office and show they could do it, because all four are going to argue the same thing over and over. They're going to be for and against everything, but we need one person to step up and actually do it.
We need somebody that's in business.
Yeah, somebody that's in business, somebody that's like, you know, in my case, believe it or not, I voted for Donald Trump. Because he sat there, he built an empire on his own money. And I think he would actually work as a better president because he knows how to build an empire.
What about Mitt Romney? I mean, his big selling point is that he is a successful businessman.
Romney is one I'm leaning towards because he's also huge, like Bill Clinton, on getting rid of military spending. Because we have enough weapons, tanks, bombs. I mean, we don't need any more. And Romney's the one that's sitting there saying that he wants to reverse it and get rid of it. And I think
what's going to be worse, Romneycare or Obamacare?
Obamacare would be worse.
Well, I don't know.
But Romney doesn't appeal despite the fact that he is a businessman.
The problem is, you know, they don't appeal because it'll be, you know, 10, 20 years before I see anything come out of it. Now, right now, we're already broke as it is, so, you know, it's, if I break my arm right now, I can't even afford to go to the hospital and pay for it and fix it, so, hey, it doesn't matter what candidate comes up, I'm still not going to get the arm fixed, so. Now, even if this Obamacare goes through, which, you know, is, well, how is it going to affect what's going on in healthcare now? Is people going to go for it or not? I mean, from what it said on paper is one thing, but when it gets implemented, what's going to happen? If I pay, you know, $20 a month, is that going to give me healthcare to, if I break an arm, they'll get paid and fixed, or am I going to get stuck with a bill I can't afford?
When it comes to the primary vote, which is on Tuesday, you can't see yourself presumably voting for any of the four.
I wouldn't vote for anyone.
What about when it comes to the presidential election and you've got Obama against a Republican candidate?
Right now, I'd vote for anybody other than Obama.
Really?
Yeah. It's just choice in the matter. I think he's spending money we don't have. He was smart enough to pull troops out of Iraq, which is one. But now we got to Afghanistan. Now we're looking at the Iran situation and how is that going to play? Him sending aircraft carriers over there is not the right move. Just let him.
Hey, you got two aircraft carriers there right now?
Yeah, there's two American aircraft carriers sitting off the coast there. Now it makes you wonder, are they going to push or not? And if they push, are we going to push back? What's going to happen? I mean, all the other countries around there aren't saying anything because they're smart. They don't want to get involved.
So you think you come election, presidential election time, November, you'll vote for anyone other than Obama? Or will you just not vote at all?
I'm not going to vote at all. Because, like I said, you could roll the dice. You're hoping that the next guy is actually going to make a difference because they're all going to be for or against something. And yeah. I wouldn't trust any of it.
Okay.